I just want to say how much that we've enjoyed this weekend.
Amen.
I'd have to say it's one of the best weekends I've ever experienced.
Amen.
And there's been some things said that you can't understand, so don't even try it. And if you don't try to understand it, and just flow with the life that is flowing, you'll come into the understanding.
Yes.
There's lots of things that I'd like to say, and I will be saying shortly. And one of those things is about change. You know, hopefully we've all learned by now that we don't seek change. But you cannot deny that change is always happening. And that's the key. You just let it happen. When I think back over my life, what it was like when I first come into the truth of the presence, and I experienced love filling my heart. But when I think back from that time till this time, there has been a multitude of changes take place in my life. My whole mindset has changed. So I would not in any way want to give you the impression that you need to seek for change. I mean, you can if you want to, but you can't bring change. Change is coming. One of the things that's coming to the whole world is the truth about religion. And not just Christianity, but almost every religion that I've studied and that I know about, they've all started out with basically the same truth. And have got so clouded over and so misinformed by the teachings that men of God have received and then interpreted it by human and carnal understanding. If you ever study, and most people don't because they're probably not supposed to, but if you study the root of religion, they're basically all the same. They start out pure because revelation comes from the unconditional love. That's where revelation comes from. And most people have not yet been ready to accept unconditional love, so they accept what they've been taught by religion. I shared with, I think it was Diane the other night, or maybe a few people, that before Constantine came into power, there was more truth and more purity by folks who knew the truth. And when Constantine came into power, he literally, I would say literally, it probably is literally, destroyed the truth that people at the time knew. In the year 325, he had what we know as the Nicene, or the Council of Nicaea. And at that time, there were 48 Gospels in circulation. 48. And his council, there was 300 bishops that got together, and they, with Constantine leading, basically tried to get rid of all but four Gospels. And if you ever get a hold of those, and you can, you'll learn more truth than you've ever learned in Christianity. Some of you are familiar with some of those Gospels. One of them is the Gospel of Thomas. And those Gospels are available. But if you've been trained and brainwashed, like most of us have been, you'll reject them. The Gnostics. How much negativity have you heard about the Gnostics? Christianity says the Gnostics ruined or tried to ruin the truth of Christianity, and the opposite is the truth. Something else I've learned over the years, that what you hear coming from Christianity, what you hear coming from most religions of the world, what you hear coming from our news media, whatever they are against, you better believe that's what you need to know. I agree with Mike. We're better off if we never hear the news, because you will not today hear news that is true. I know many of you have heard me said that what I learned in Christianity, whenever I was told not to read something, that's the first thing I read. I wouldn't be here today if I had have stayed in obedience to what I was being taught. I'm going to say one more thing about what you're hearing news media today, and you can just take it or leave it, or maybe think about it. Whatever you're hearing the news say today, whenever they're naming all the bad guys, and they're for all the other guys that they say is good, the opposite is true. I guarantee you. And all of our life, we've been brainwashed by believing what we've been taught. Yep. Gary, are you telling me that our news media would lie to you? Absolutely. Are you telling me my preachers would lie to me? Yes. Most of them not. Most preachers that I've met are not bad people. They truly, sincerely want to help what they call is God's flock or God's family. But all they know to teach is what they've learned. When I was an associate pastor of a large Word of Faith church. And so I met all the biggies. The big prophet everybody knows today is a man by the name of Kim Clement, who just recently passed. Since I was on the staff of this Word of Faith church, I got to know Kim and Jerry Savelle and Kenneth Hagin, all these guys. Yet most of them only talked about how you should give to receive. I don't know one of them that didn't. That whole ministry is based on how to shear the sheep. And it's not all bad information. The main concept they taught was sowing and reaping. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, very soon we're going to, I should even say, I could say today, we are entering into a realm that's beyond sowing and reaping. Yeah. You're going to reap without sowing. So, if you get a hold of some of those 48 Gospels that Constantine forbid people and got, you know, they had bonfires, get rid of all they could. And another reason people were so deceived is back in those days, nobody could read, let alone have a book. And so all they had to go on is what their leaders told them. And of course they had faith in their leaders. They don't realize today, if you're a Protestant, if you're a Lutheran, if you're a Catholic, a Pentecostal, doesn't matter what you are, the roots of what you learned came from that council in 325 of Constantine. You're only allowed to believe and know certain things. There was another guy by the name of Gregory, Pope Gregory. Let's see if I can find him. The main thing that Constantine wanted to remove from those Gospels was the fact that we are all divine beings. Exactly. He got rid of every literature, piece of literature, that would convey the truth of your being. He took all the references out of the scriptures that talked about the divine feminine. And that's why God is only referred to as He. You have to listen to He, and you convert that to man. Women were as much as possible. He could find anything that referred to Mary Magdalene or any of the women at the time that were considered equal with Jesus. They were taken out of Scripture. I want to say so much that right now I can't. But Pope Gregory declared Mary Magdalene to be a prostitute. And he did that to rob her of her ministry. She had a great ministry back in those days. And there was so much removed from people. And then, as most of you know, the only religion, of course, that was considered legitimate was the Catholic faith. And the Catholic Church, for 1,000 years, ruled the world. And that's why we're so screwed up. Because we still... most Christians still hold on to those beliefs. What would you say if I told you Adam and Eve wasn't literal people? God created Adam and Eve as individuals and put them in a garden. I'll tell you the truth about Adam and Eve. They represent two things. Right and left brain. Your left brain is very logical. Your left brain always wants to know, always wants to seek out the truth. It's only logical, only can accept things that are logically explainable. The right brain is the spiritual side of the brain. And the wedding feast of the Lamb is when those two are balanced out and come together as one, and you have the wedding supper of the Lamb. Adam and Eve was placed in a garden. Where's that? Right here. Your left and right brain was placed in a garden and told, do not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Your left brain lives and feeds on that tree of good and evil. But once your right brain begins to function and it begins to reveal the truth to you, you stop eating from that tree. You'll listen to Mike when he says, do not judge. Because, and you listen to Christians today. I mentioned Facebook the other day. Listen to how Christians are not, they're feeding off of that tree. The greatest, I shouldn't say the greatest, but probably one of the greatest things you'll ever do is stop eating from that tree of good and evil. Don't eat it. Because if you stop that good and evil tree from growing in you and focus on the tree of life and you begin to function out of the right brain instead of the left, I guarantee you there's changes. Look how Micah's changed over the years. He's changed so much people think he's crazy. That's what the left brain does. You talk about judgment. Boy, I've heard some good judgment about you. Not good, but also some very good comments. People that can hear you today are a blessed people. People who are beginning to understand you cannot control life and just stop it. I had a lady come to me yesterday, and she was so concerned about her condition. And this is so hard. But I told her, look, don't worry about your condition. Don't try to change it. You must realize that you are loved just the way you are. Now, I was told that when I first come to Jesus. I was told, you come to Jesus just as you are. He accepts you just as you are. You have nothing to worry about. He loves you unconditionally. But it wasn't long until I was beginning to being taught about all the things I couldn't do, or I couldn't be in the grace of God. One preacher told to me, you can't blow smoke in the face of Jesus and make it into heaven. That almost destroyed me. If it hadn't been for experiencing the love of God and being consoled in my condition, I knew that I was loved. Mike said something very strange the other day. Unconditional love doesn't even know what you're doing. Pays no attention to what you're doing. Until I realized that, and not just the doctrine of it, but when I realized within my being that I was loved unconditionally, I quit worrying about everything I was doing. And I knew that because of what I experienced within, not in the head, but what I experienced within, I knew that there would be a day come that I would be able to stand up and be that which I long to be with no effort. There is no effort required. You just have to realize that whatever you're going through right now, no matter what it is unconditional love flowing through you and shaping you into your destiny. That's what life does. If you can just imagine what it would be like to have everything come against you, to have your health fail, to be diagnosed with cancer or whatever, and have absolutely no problem whatsoever, and know that whatever that outcome is, it's for your good. I've been through all those things. So I can say to you of a truth, everything that happens to you is for your good. I said something here about 3 years ago. I remember Mike was excited about it. I said, nothing happens to you. It happens for you. Now, and you can't just believe this stuff. It's not believable, but you can experience it. And once that you know there is nothing, no anger, no hatefulness, no bitterness, no disease, nothing can take from you what you experience in the truth of your being. And a lot of people hear that, and the first thing you want to do is try to make it happen. You want to pray for it? And the only thing you have to do is believe that you're okay. If you can believe that you're okay, whether you're a prostitute, a cigar smoker, It took 13 years to get me off the addiction of nicotine. I'm not addicted now, but I'm also free. If I want to have a smoke, I can have a smoke. But I can go for days and not have one. See, that's freedom. Addiction is horrible. But it's wonderful to be free to do anything that you want to do and know that God isn't even looking at it. And when you take that pressure off of yourself, you'll find that you don't want to do most of the things that you used to do. It's not a matter of you changing. It's a matter of the force of life flowing through you will bring changes to you effortlessly without a prayer. I mentioned something here the other day about this last solar eclipse we had that is releasing such energy into this world right now. I can tell you, I can promise you, you don't need to worry about your condition, because it's the energy, what we call God, it's the energy, the life force that brings to you everything that you need. Even Phyllis. So Pope Gregory, he declared that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. That was to turn the whole religious world against her. And not, he took away all the writings. It's amazing that somehow they were preserved. Here's a real biggie. Hold your ears, Mike. Pope Gregory destroyed all of the writings of even some of the church fathers that talked about reincarnation. Now, I want to say right up front, I do not believe in the doctrine of reincarnation. But also, I will also tell you this. This is not my first go-around. Yeah. Believe it or don't believe it. You see, like I've said so many times, what you believe or don't believe really doesn't matter. Right. It really doesn't. The only thing in this universe that matters is love. Yep. Can you love a prostitute? Mm-hmm. Some people don't even like Robert. Robert is one of the most loving, giving, kindest men I've ever met.
Amen. Amen.
And that's all love sees.
Yes, so true.
Stop. Oh, God. And you see, I can promise you the changes, and again, I'm not talking about you looking for change, but just know there is such a wonderful. And you don't have to believe it. One of the things I'm excited about is the truth being revealed to the world about religion. Because religion was created, beginning with Constantine, was created to keep you in bondage and keep you thinking that you are not worthy. That's why they taught about you being an original sinner. That's why they made Jesus be so wonderful, and you, and telling you, you can't measure up to him, but yet they teach you to do it. Yeah. I used to share about teaching a Christian to be like Jesus is like trying to teach a dog how to be human.
Oh, that's the best story. It's so good.
Ours is close.
How could you teach anybody to be as Jesus? We all are. But if you still look at yourself as that low, miserable sinner born in sin, and you're trying to get out of that concept, and you're trying to be like Jesus, I'll tell you, I'm experienced at that. I tried for years to be like him. But imagine, those of you who are still there, if one day you wake up to the fact and the reality that you are as he is in this world. I don't know why they left that scripture in there. He must have missed some of them.
I figured that one out. Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's funny.
And another scripture that said, you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ.
Yes.
See, there was some real nuggets left in there. But it's a great mystery. Because, like me, I'm sure many of you were like me, I would read scriptures like that and I'd think, that's not me.
Yeah.
If my life is hid, it's hid pretty good because I can't find it. There is such a magnificent release coming to those who have hearts that are seeking truth. I don't even seek truth anymore. I don't seek God anymore. I haven't sought after God. I can't remember the last time I read the scriptures to try to find something I didn't have.
There you go.
Yeah. How could you totally be at peace and rest when you're seeking something so desperately that you don't have? When you hide something, no matter how valuable it is, if you hide a precious stone or rock or a diamond somewhere and you search for it, when you find it, why would you keep looking for it? And it's not bad. I'm not trying to make it sound like seeking God is bad. It's not bad. I often share about when I awoke on July 11th, 1982. From that day, I have never had to seek after God. Now, I've still done a lot of study. I still do a lot of reading. But I don't have to try to find God. And then I find out, Mike says there is no God. After I sought the guy all that years, I find out. Unconditional love is totally without fear.
Amen.
That's another scripture. Perfect love casts out all fear. You see, the truth is so unbelievable to the natural mind, you can't believe it. You try to believe it, and you say you believe it, but you really don't, because you haven't experienced it yet. Some haven't. There is no fear in unconditional love. Yet if you think about, those of you that have been raised in church, how much fear was taught to you. My mother was an absolutely wonderful woman. She loved God, but she was so screwed up. Sorry, Mom. She taught me as a child, Gary, you better be careful. whenever I was being a little bad or ornery, she'd say, "You better be careful, because some night when you're sleeping, that devil may come with his pitchfork and drag you off to hell." What do you think that done to me? Whenever I was doing things that I shouldn't, what would that do to me? Parents, you need to be so careful what you say to your children. You should never say anything negative to a child. Parents, all the time, you hear them calling their kids stupid. You'll never grow up to be anything. Instead of telling them the truth. So I'd go to bed at night in fear that devil might come and get me with his pitchfork. I even had nightmares. People have no idea what a parent's words can do to a child. Once all fear is gone. Again, that's the marvelous life of unconditional love. Absolutely no fear whatsoever. Robert, is my 10 minutes up? Almost. I'm sorry if you don't get to speak.
We started an hour early, so it's okay.
Yeah, we don't want to go out in a rain.
You did not really start it up.
But there are people today all over the world, I mean thousands upon thousands of people, who are able to hear what Mike and myself, they're able to hear. Why is that?
Yes, internet.
When I first started ministering and I first built my website about 1995, I first built my own personal website. You cannot believe what people said about me. Yet I can say the same thing today that I said back then, and people love it. Yeah. It's because of the energies that is coming. You can call it enlightened if you want to, because I was in a lot of darkness, but like I was sharing, just like lightning would come to me. And when I was pastoring, I pastored for about 3 years. And I would be in my study meditating over what I was going to share for the next meeting. And it would be just like a lightning hit me. And I'd just see it. And it's so good when you can stop looking for truth. Yeah. Doesn't that sound terrible? Yeah. You telling me to stop looking for truth? Well, you'll find it quicker if you do. And enjoy yourself.
Yeah. That's a key.
I used to sit in a Pentecostal church and thank God that I was free of religion. Now that was darkness. I didn't know that. That's why I sometimes say truth changes. Yeah. Truth will change. Not absolute truth, but your truth can change. Yeah. Yeah. What's true to you today may not be true next week. Because of the life that's beginning to flow will just reveal to you, you were sincere and you believed it was your truth, and at the time it was. But don't hold on to something when you have more light and more understanding. Let it go. I remember a verse that said, the people that sat in darkness saw a great light. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of us at one time were sitting in total darkness. And all of a sudden, we saw a light. Yeah. Not in a man. The only place you'll see that light is within. Mm-hmm. Proverbs said that the candle of the Lord, the light of the Lord, is a spirit in man. That's the true light that will light every man that comes into the world. Your light will bring light and understanding to those you come in contact with. That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to close, so give Robert a little bit of time. Come on, Robert.